All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Today is Friday, July 7th, 2017. It's, let's call it 3:30 p.m. This is a meeting of the Human Resources Committee. Mr. City Manager, would you please call the meeting, call the roll, excuse me.
Okay, Mayor Nelson.
Here.
Councilmember Rossini is the chair.
Here.
Well, myself.
And seeing no members of the public, this is going to be pretty brief. We're here to discuss the following items. Hear any public comment related to items that are not on the agenda, and then discuss, and this is a discussion item, city manager's goals and performance evaluation. And next item on the agenda is just to adjourn. So it's a very brief meeting. I would like to hear any thoughts that Mayor Nelson has on this matter.
Well, I'd answer this because if you look at Steve's contract, it calls for us to get a performance evaluation on or before his anniversary date, which is March 8th. So we're supposed to give him a performance evaluation before that time.
Right.
But we don't have anything in place, in my opinion, to do that. You just heard him say they have different types of forms. This was the last one they used, which I don't think is very good.
I would concur. I've reviewed the form, and as I understand the history within Villa Park, it's kind of been an ever-changing form or format. And as much as I do appreciate and I think things need to evolve over time, I think not having something formalized in a significant, meaningful manner can lead to problems. And I think we need to adopt something and follow something by routine, have a certain system of doing things so that executives can understand, in this case our city manager can understand, when he or she is going to be reviewed and what the criteria are, and are those criteria consistent with the job description as posted by the City of Villa Park when they first applied, and how that has continued over time. As part of that, the committee chairman has done some independent research and has graciously been provided some information by our mayor, looking at different organizations and entities and how they conduct informants, their performance evaluations, and I'd love to hear more on that.
Well, first of all, I think that we need a process for doing this. You need a process for doing it so that you make sure you do it, and you do it on time, and that the council member understand how the process works. Mm-hmm. That's what I sent you in the other one, where we use the district. It's a process that's mm-hmm. outlined. That's the way we do it.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest we do something like that. But first of all, we do have the issue of the city manager goals.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't provided him with any.
Right.
The way you evaluate someone is you provide them goals,
mm-hmm.
and then you evaluate them on how they have performed those goals. And I thought about, how do we do this? Do you and I try to come with some goals, present to the city council, or do we go to the city council and ask them to put together some goals? But then I thought about in our budget thing, Michelle has already put together some goals. You recall that?
Yes.
Yeah, she's already put together some goals. So if the council has approved the budget, they've approved those goals. They call them the city council goals, but the city council is not going to do anything on these. And I asked Tutu make some copies for me.
Sorry.
Could have some. Some here. These are the. This was in the budget as a city council goal. Oh, she missed the second page of that.
Oh no, it's on
the back side.
Okay.
Front back.
All right.
Saving money.
Okay.
Saving money.
All right. See, that's goal one right there.
Maintain the city's high quality of life and physical property standards. And it talks about continuing to improve the city's storm drain system consistent with the recommendation of the 2017 Storm Drain Master Plan update. I think that's something we want to do, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Complete the scheduled street maintenance projects outlined in the City Capital Improvement Program, along with maintain an aggressive ongoing street repair program. Support and respond to neighborhood needs, including traffic control, parking, monitoring, code enforcement, and a complete zoning update to improve processes and readability and eliminate conflicting code sections. Continue to identify and complete medium landscaping projects consistent with available finances. So that, I don't know if you can do that because we didn't put any money in there for that one. But this is, Michelle Tibley puts this together. I believe maybe you sat down with Michelle.
She and I did it, yes.
Did together, yeah. But you guys have already put this together as what your goals are for the year. The even though it says the city council goals and work plan, in my opinion, since I've been, the city council has rarely looked at what their goals and things are. It's been put in the budget, and it's not even discussed during the budget process. But I would suggest that we propose these as the city manager's goals to be evaluated against.
I don't have an objection to that. Just a thought, though. Would we want to adopt these, but also open it up for comments from our city council members to see if they wanted to add anything to this?
A pretty extensive list.
That might open up Pandora's box a bit. And of course, that would have to be, you know, trimmed down to within reason.
No, I propose that when we finish this, we take it to the council and propose these are the goals, and certainly they can weigh in on it then if they agree or don't agree and they want to change or add something. But this is what they've approved in their budget as what the council goals are.
And this
whether knowingly or not, that's what they've done.
Indeed. And this is a fairly extensive list.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say exhaustive, but certainly extensive list of what the goals of our city are based upon my interaction with our community, based upon my interaction as a resident, as a homeowner, as a professional, and I, you know, I'm sure that some folks may want to add a bullet item here or there, but as far as the main goals, I think these are right on track.
If you look at these, we're doing these things: maintain, adopt a timely health and structure balanced budget. It's already done that. Mm-hmm. Where available funding exceeds ongoing appropriations, did that. Mm-hmm. When a policy added to the city reserves, either generally or specific purpose consistent with the city reserve policy, done that. Mm-hmm. Pursue grants when appropriate, manage them effectively. Mm-hmm. Done that with grants and things from the storm drain. Improve standardization of personnel procurement and contract works with updating policy procedures, manual documents. I understand Steve is working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Improve public access to information accountability by providing increased online access to city financial and contract records. I believe he's doing that with improving the website.
I would agree.
So I think he's already doing all the things we outlined here, because I'm sure he and Michelle sit down and said, what should they be doing?
I've talked to him personally about a number of these items, if not all of these items, and I agree. I think that these are all being worked on, all being already an existing priority. So I see a lot of accomplishment here, and these I think are consistent with what our residents have elected us to guard and hold as sacred and try to improve our community through. So I would agree. I don't know. I would be willing to hear a motion to adopt these as the city goals for review of our city council. And then,
are these okay with you, Steve? He should be in agreement with it.
My only concern or issue would be if something came up in the strategic plan that might be varying and I don't. We're in the process of developing that. I think they'll be consistent with this, but I'm not going to predict the fortune.
Well, what I would say that is, if something comes up, then we revisit the goals.
Okay, as long as there's...
Because I thought about that too. You know, it's going to... It might have some new priorities coming out of the strategic plan. Mm-hmm. But if that's the case, then we'll adjust the goals for that.
Well, and I would venture to say, if my interview was similar to those others that have participated in the strategic planning process, I'm sure there will be a few things here or there that may be in the future, may not be currently undertaken or financially not perhaps feasible, but maybe a long-term goal towards the future. So I certainly think we need to keep our options open on that, but I think that can be flexible.
Well, what my idea was, Vince, is that we take it to the council that, you know, Steve's performance evaluation, mm-hmm. have a process and a form for him, and also say these are the goals we propose, and okay. get their buy-in okay. on both of those, both the goals and the whole process and form.
I'm in agreement.
Now, as far as the process, I have a little problem with that, because if you got this in your
I do.
Package there.
I do.
This was in the League of Cities meeting, the evaluating the city manager. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, the lady that did this presentation is the one that did that process for us for the cemetery district. Mm. But she said there's, as typically, three ways to do it. Mayor, chair, the personnel committee collects feedback, leads discussion in closed session. The city attorney collects feedback and shares it in the closed session. Or you get an outside facilitator that interviews the council members. Mm-hmm. I like the first one, but I've been told in the past here that our legal counsel that it violates the Brown Act. I don't see how it does.
Well, I would just offer a suggestion. I think the goals should be done in open session. I don't think there's anything confidential about
I would agree.
Setting goals.
Yeah.
So that approval of the goals in the process
Correct.
Should be an open session.
Absolutely.
Because I think that's fair game for everybody.
Yeah,
this is
absolutely.
What he does.
Yes.
This is my job. This is
right.
But as far as, I don't want to speak legal. I can't speak for Todd why mm-hmm. it would violate. I've seen public evaluations done publicly. I've seen them done privately.
No. What he's saying is that it can't be the mayor or the personnel committee that does it. It has to be the city attorney.
I would prefer the city attorney to be involved in that process as opposed to.
I think the concern would be if not the actual violation of a Brown Act, it would be the perceived because you would be going to individual council members asking for input, whereas the city attorney is simply collecting input.
Correct.
And he's not voting.
They're doing the same thing.
That may be the case, but there is at least a bit of a
distinction, not
a physical wall. But
because the attorney doesn't vote.
Right.
Whereas if the mayor did it or the subcommittee did it, they're voting members.
And in theory, it's a third-party independent person.
I asked Jan, I said, you know, you deal with a lot of people throughout the state. Does other cities do number one? She said they do. So if other cities can do it, she said different attorneys have different opinions on it.
You know, I would think that we err on the side of caution and use the city attorney as an intermediary.
Well, okay, but one of the things I'm going to want to do is the person who collects the data is to then provide the city manager with the feedback, do a summary, and provide that. Is the city attorney going to do that?
I don't see why not. He's hired to do that. He's hired to do any legal business that we
okay.
hire him to do so.
How you do the process is how you set the process. Mm-hmm. And you can prescribe whoever the duties of that to whomever mm-hmm. you want. And you say, city attorney, this is what you'll do when you collect it. And that's what he does.
He's on retainer.
That's okay. what the deal would be. But it's your process to set. So
okay.
you could say, this is what we want done. And see that.
Do you have concerns about that in a different manner, or?
Well, the city attorney doesn't have anything to do with the city manager evaluation. How's he going to adequately convey what the performance is, just from the feedback he gets from?
Well, let me propose this. It could be done. The city attorney, who takes the notes. So we have a city council meeting. We adopt the goals. We adopt the process. We meet in closed session, all the city council members. The city attorney oversees said committee meeting in the absence of the city manager. We get feedback on how the city manager's doing.
No, I don't think you'd do it that way. You'd have written feedback. You'd send out the forms to all
yes,
the council
members. I'm sorry.
And whoever the mayor or the city attorney would get those forms back and consolidate them.
Okay.
And then write up a summary of what that all that information tells you. You know, you know, you're going to see some trends and things in there.
Right.
When you get these. You
right.
can just do a summary of what the overall summary of the thing is and present it to the city manager in closed session.
Okay. Where I was
But after you get that, you would then sit down with the city manager and the city attorney and the council to discuss it before you go to the city manager.
Okay. I don't have a problem with what you're saying. I just was putting one thing before the other.
Yeah.
So I was getting to that point. But that's fine, too. I don't have a problem with that. Either way, you accomplish the same goal.
Mm-hmm.
So, are we on the same page there or no? We get? Because I just want to make sure that we're adequately protecting ourselves from Brown Act violations. We are providing the feedback to our city manager.
I would like some feedback from our attorney how it is a Brown Act violation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
how it is a Brown Act violation. Because in my district we do this, and we're subject to the same Brown Act you are. Our attorney has talked about that, and he's city attorney for several cities.
That is true. That is true. I'm,
but anyway, the process can work the same, no matter who does it.
Right.
You know.
Right. Just whether it's you can also the mayor, the committee chair, or the city attorney.
Or the Human Resource Committee could do it.
That's what I said. Yeah.
This committee.
Right.
This committee could do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. The committee chair.
They could collect all of the stuff
right.
from everyone else and do that. And I don't see why that would be a problem with the Human Resource Committee getting all the information and summarizing it. And present the chair of the Human Resource Committee could do that.
Agreed, but then you run into the possibility of having a daisy chain communication.
No, it's not daisy. No, it's not daisy chain because it's a one-way communication. It's no daisy chain. It's one way. Everyone's communicating to you, and there's no other communication outside.
So
that.
Long as it's in writing, that's fine.
No, it's no daisy chain, Vince. It's not.
Okay.
A daisy chain is where one goes from one to one to another.
I'm well aware of. Okay. Don't forget who I'm married to. I'm well aware of how how city council members can run afoul or elected officials can run afoul of that. I'm just trying to.
Speaking of that, I wonder what your wife's opinion would be.
I won't go there. I won't go there. Not on record.
Okay.
Can't do that.
But then I would suggest that we take this model here. And from it to develop a similar kind of process.
So are you talking about it on this, for the benefit of the recording here, the evaluation process that we're speaking of has a three-step process?
No.
Or step two?
No, I'm talking about this.
Okay.
This one here. Take this process. No matter who's going to do the consolidation.
Which document are you referring to so I can make sure I'm on that?
This one, the general manager performance evaluation process.
Okay, that's the one that was sent out.
Yeah.
Okay, in advance. Okay, yeah, I like that. That is I reviewed that, and that is a very, very good format to follow. I think a lot of it can be adopted, if not in its entirety, but for a few wording changes.
I don't think in its entirety. I think there's some redundancy in here that we could eliminate.
Okay.
But I'd like to take a shot at... coming up with one.
Shall we review it and bring it back to another meeting?
No, I'm saying I'd like to take a shot at coming up with one, and then we can meet and go over it.
Okay.
And see what you think about it.
That's more or less what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good to me. Now, do you want to review that and then come back with what your draft is, and then we can reconvene at another Human Resource Committee meeting and go over that?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Now,
thank you for volunteering for that, sir.
Well, it's relatively easy since I'm familiar with this process.
I'll take a look at it too and provide my red lines.
The other thing is what kind of performance evaluation form we're going to use. And I got a couple of Steve, one from the League of Cities website, which was from City of San Carlos, and then another one from the kind of City Managers Association. They had one on there. It doesn't say which one it's from. But I'm gonna. Did you get a copy of that? Here they are. Here. Okay. I think it's a little more extensive than what we currently have. And it seemed to speak to the issues that you'd want the city manager to do. To the city manager keep you informed in a timely manner of things you want to know about. To feel that you receive information on an equal base with other council members. Do reports provide adequate information now to help you make sound decisions? Agenda supporting item, supporting documents appropriate and brought to council in sufficient time for deliberation. And does the city manager regularly consult with the mayor before setting an agenda to determine appropriate topics and timing? And does the city manager follow promptly on council requests for information action without being reminded? And our council package rather free of error, just on assisting the council with this policymaking role. Then it goes on to have ones under providing advice, physical management, personnel management, getting the job done, external relations, intergovernment relations, and even personal characteristics. Personality, the city manager personnel is suited for effective performance of his duties. So I thought that was a good one. Then the other one was I thought was probably equally as well. And I don't think we should necessarily reinvent the wheel. We could adopt one of these, adopt with modifications. And like this one has the individual characteristics, professional skills and status, relationship with elected members of government policy execution, reporting, citizen relations, staffing, supervision, physical management, and community, which covers a lot of the same issues, just maybe a different title. One other thing I thought about too, most of these have a 1 to 5 ratings. I've seen where some have a better rating than that. They have like meets expectation, exceeds expectation, does not meet expectation. Because how do you determine whether somebody is a 3 or 4?
It's extremely subjective.
Yeah.
I prefer something along the lines that you're referring to. That's what I've seen put into practice and play. I don't know how the heck you differentiate between, you know, necessarily a on a scale of 1 to 5, a 2 or a 3. I could see a 2 and a 4, but again, I think you start splitting hairs on some of these, and I don't think it's as accurate of a portrayal of an executive's performance as if it's pretty cut and dry. Does not meet, meets, exceeds. Period.
Yeah. It's does not meet, meets, and exceeds.
Period.
I've seen others that use that.
Yeah, so if I would be in favor of that. That's just my 2 cents.
But take a look at these and give me some feedback on these as to which one you prefer. Particularly you, Steve, which one would you prefer?
I spent 34 years in a 5 scale.
Right.
3 being meets expectations.
Okay.
That's what is. Now, what expectations is a subjective level.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
But
right.
Then 2 is does not meet, and 1 is pretty much the failing, unacceptable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you have 4 would be exceeds expectations, and 5 is exceptional.
Okay.
Because the system I worked at, they want to recognize exceptional versus just exceeds, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever. So, mm-hmm. and then they average them out. And so that's mm-hmm. sort of, the scale like that will change. A 1 to 4 averaging changes, you know, you get a different level of versus 1 to 5. So mm-hmm. it's a subjective discussion no matter what, because may see and somebody say may.
1 to 5 is fine, because then what you do is you just kind of average up what the feedback you get from the 5
that's
council
what,
members.
That's, I think that's what, not San Carlos, but this other one. This one did. They added up different numbers and they divided by 5 to come up with a score for the category.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we can leave it at that. That way you can just average it up for all of them. So on a consolidated form, it would have you know, the whoever does consolidated form would have everybody's ratings on each category on there.
So what
and then have the average rating.
So you, what you're saying is, you do you like the 1 to 5 as opposed to?
Yeah, it's okay. If Steve likes the 1 to 5, we can keep that.
It's your preference. So, and again, the reason I was at a 1 to 5 to sort of add context is because somebody who got a 4 was eligible for a different raise than somebody who got a 5.
Oh, okay.
So that they were salary driven. So
okay.
That's not, you know, so that's to give context.
Right.
Because you're trying to, you know, hey, if somebody's exceptional, you're going to give them more than if somebody's not. So, but that was in the county system that I grew up in.
No,
but that doesn't mean it's right. The right system, and it's right. It's obviously subject to division.
I think what you're saying to me, and I think is the right way to do things. You're kind of leaving it rather than having direct input into that. I think it's good that the mayor is with respect. Hey, give us some feedback. But I think you're right in saying, here's my feedback, this is what I did in the past, but I think it's your call. Mm-hmm. Because I think if you put too much, then you're basically writing your own criteria. Mm-hmm. And I think that would not necessarily be the most appropriate of situations to be in. This is not a hill that I want to die on, so to speak. I think that the mayor has a tremendous amount of wisdom, has more experience than I have. And I would certainly defer to him in this situation. I think my preference is a not meeting and exceeding it, or some variant of that, a scale of 3 rating. But again, it's not a hill that I want to die on. So I would open that for a discussion.
Well, I think if Steve is comfortable with 1 to 5, that's what he had in the past. I'm okay with that.
I got to be honest with you. My last evaluation was 9 years ago. So. a perspective, too, that I would add is that I'm an at-will employee.
Yeah.
Right.
So my evaluation, and I think you'll hear this from every at-will employee, is it's day-to-day.
Right.
My evaluation is if I'm not performing.
Yeah.
I would hope you don't wait till an annual cycle to tell me I'm not performing.
Yeah, right.
And that. So, I mean, I'm being very sincere.
Oh, I know you are.
That's what I think, and sort of that the criteria that I've always sort of said is, on a daily basis, I'm judged or evaluated. I succeed or don't exceed. You know, I think the annual evaluation is an affirmation mm-hmm. of perceptions at that point, mm-hmm. but it's a good point to have. Mm-hmm. But I think bottom line, you guys have the prerogative whether you want to do it whatever time you want to say mm-hmm. yay, nay, whatever.
Right.
You're not precluded from doing however you want to, and I would certainly defer to you on that. And I would hope I get input more than once a year.
Yes. Well, I'm going to give it to you probably every council meeting.
But no, and I would. My only request is that we set the goals in a process in a very public way.
Absolutely.
So that I think the public and everyone doesn't think there's some backroom deal about.
I agree.
And that here are the goals, and this is the criteria. And if somebody has an objection, they have every right to stand up to the council and say it's appropriate.
He did great because of this, or he failed.
No, that was my intention. Is that we go to the council with these goals, these proposed goals.
Okay.
And then also with the performance evaluation process,
I think that's excellent.
At one time.
Okay.
And totally in a public meeting.
I think that's a very good approach because I think that's fair and the right way to do it.
But then the evaluation is always done in closed session.
Right, and I would ask that be done.
That has to be.
But you have to do salary considerations in open session.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think, and I would. This is something I. Performance evaluations don't necessarily, I mean, they can tie to if you want to, but the salary is, you don't have to tie.
No.
There's no commitment that because you do well in a performance evaluation, you do a good job, right. You're getting more money. There is no, I mean, it's.
But there's that expectation.
There's a common link, but that doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to happen. It's your counsel, it's your decision.
Right. But when I say it's made open session, typically, though, the city manager will have a negotiator with them, and it will be kind of closed session because we'll negotiate with the council and have negotiated. And you'll make an offer to him, and the negotiator takes the offer, he accepts it or turns it down, says, no, I want more, and go back and forth. But then once you come up with the numbers, it's made public. It's typically the way it works. But, and I think it said something in here about providing periodic feedback throughout the throughout the year.
Well, I'd be very honest. Most of you do anyway. Say thank you, or you know, that's feedback whether you realize it or not. Some are thanking, some are good job or staff, or I hear at a council meeting where you guys say thank you for the budget. That's feedback.
Or
that's
I would have liked to have seen this, yeah. or I would have liked to have seen that. Mm-hmm. And some are more vocal in that direction than others.
But you're all very good at giving me input, whether individually or whatever. Mayor, you and I have talked about things, and I know you, yeah. Councilman, you've talked about things and things. Mm-hmm. So that's appreciated because it's sort of a barometer how you're doing along the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where we stand, we're going to use these goals. I'm going to take a shot at developing a process here, but we need to come to some decision on the performance evaluation form. So I'm going to leave to you guys to take a look at those two I gave you. See if there are one or other you prefer or one with any changes, and then we can make a decision on that.
Okay, should we contemplate a meeting next month then to review what we've already accomplished? Do we need to wait that long? Do you want to have it sooner? What are our thoughts on that?
I don't know if I need to wait till next month to
okay.
do this.
Okay. Shall we reconvene towards the end of July to try to bring this back to, for another human resource committee meeting?
Just 2 weeks, probably. What's it?
2 weeks.
Third week in July.
Let me check my calendar.
And a question, when would you think you're going to the council with the...
Well, we can't, apparently we can't make it in July, so...
We could do what you want, that's what I sort of want to ask, what do you want to do? How do you want to...
It would be rather rushed in, I'd rather do it in August.
Okay.
Sounds fair to me.
So we make sure we have everything all lined up. Let's see, 20th, what have I got? The last week in July, oh, we got a council meeting.
Can we do...
Today's the 7th, so it's the 21st, am I right?
Right. Could we do maybe the 28th? And since we're not trying to make, for this city council meeting, this month's city council meeting, can we perhaps do July 28th?
I can do that if it's in the...
Maybe in the morning?
Afternoon.
Oh, afternoon?
Well, I got a meeting at 11 o'clock. And 9 o'clock is fine.
9 o'clock works for me.
Yeah, okay.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Which day we decide, the 28th?
28th, 9 o'clock.
Okay. And I apologize, the next meeting will have minutes from this meeting and the last one to adopt, because we have to approve the minutes. I just didn't get all this agenda, so I can't bring them in and add them to the agenda as a later date. I have them on my desk, but I didn't add it to the agenda here. So.
Okay.
Okay. And so, did you want Todd to weigh in on have some opinion on the process, Brown Act, the 28th?
Yeah, about
I got something to from him.
Now, I want to know how the manager or the Human Resource Committee collecting feedback, how that's a violation of the Brown Act.
And then number second is you'll draft the process.
Yeah.
The rating scale, it looks like...
1 to 5.
1 to 5. Next meeting will be the 28th. And... The goals, and that will go to a package in August as an entire package.
Right.
The goals
correct.
Of the process.
Right.
We'll go to the recommendation from this committee to the.
Yes.
And that you and Vince will give me feedback on the evaluation form.
Okay.
Which one is appropriate or some modified version of it.
Okay. Meantime, if there's any other creative.
Or if you find one even better.
Exactly. If there's any other creative ideas.
Yeah.
Then we can certainly.
My only observation after a lot of time, years doing this for employees and things, it's not necessarily the form, it's the sincerity by which it's completed. The devotion of which somebody spends time.
Yeah. Right.
Because you can have a blank sheet of paper and give a very good evaluation that's very thorough and comprehensive, mm-hmm. or you can give a form that's very complex with 30 pages and zot through it and nobody spends any time with it. So it's all about the sincerity.
5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
Yeah, or somebody, I've seen somebody no just comments. Strike down all the, you know, so... Mm-hmm. My only thing is that if it's taken sincerely by you, we can work through any form. I really believe that. I'm not worried so much about that.
It's been my experience when I've provided training and instruction or leadership to others. It's always good to have. I want your honest feedback. Don't just give me a number. Write down what you like. Write down what you don't like. Write down what I can improve upon. You know, give me some feed. Give me something to work on here. And if I'm doing fantastic, then great, put it on there. But I guarantee there's probably something I can do a little bit better. Nobody's perfect. I mean, every day is a learning day. So I agree. Well, unless there's any other items to discuss, unless the mayor has any other comments,
On the thing about the Browning Valley, I'm not even sure it was Todd that said that, but it may have been his assistant city attorney.
I'll get him to issue some sort of just a statement or memo that would clarify so that we're all good.
Great.
And that's been vetted before it goes to council.
Great.
That way.
Sounds good to me. Steve, any other comments?
We're good.
Mayor, any other comments?
Nope.
We're adjourned.